Hello, welcome to this episode of My Fermented Life. Thanks for joining us as we document the journey of an entrepreneur and his family as they pursue their dreams of building a food and beverage brand. Follow along as we discuss events, lessons, and meet some really cool people along the way. Now, this week's episode is brought to you by Madge's Food, making fermented food and beverages tastier and healthier, 1 billion microbes at a time. And now, the king of kimchi, the baron of Bloody Mary, and the Maharaji of micheladas, your host, Michael Miller. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of It's My Fermented Life. This is your host, Mike Miller, and today is Friday, August 17th, 2018. So glad that you decided to listen again, or if this is your first time, welcome. Thanks for following us. Hey, remember, please leave your questions or comments on our Facebook page or on my Twitter at My Fermented Life. So leave us some questions. If you have any suggestions on topics, they would love to hear too. Lots going on in the business. We'll have lots of other episodes, but right now we're taking advantage of all these great people in the market. And today I'm really excited. I know it's becoming, like every week I'm excited, but today is a very special interview that I've been waiting for several weeks to happen. This is somebody that I've got to know over the last couple years that's made a big input or imprint into my life, both on a professional and personal. I want to tell you a real quick story before I introduce him. This is somebody that I met through a great program here in San Antonio called Breakfast and Launch. And this was somebody that actually did not make it into the program, that he just started showing up. And before long, we just embraced him. He added a great input into the program. And we've known him ever since then, both on a professional and personal level, someone I've come to admire, look up to, and feed off of, and compete against, and all the stuff to drive our businesses to a whole new level. So I want to introduce you to Stephen Paprocki, the founder of Texas Black Gold Garlic.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Well, hey, thanks for joining us today. So a lot of these people probably don't know who you are, so just give us your quick, you know, your bio from before your company.
Bio? I was a chef by trade before I started anything. So I'm born and raised in New York, moved down to San Antonio in 96. Worked for different companies from Fig Tree. I was executive chef when I was 21 years old. Four-star, Four Diamond, freestanding restaurant. La Mancion, Watermark Hotel and Spa before Omni bought it. Then when Omni bought it, I became their corporate task force chef and traveled all over the country. I did B&I, business and industry dining for a while after I worked, I don't know, like 3 months straight without days off for a couple years. So security service, Federal Credit Union, was their chef. And then last stint was at New Star Energy. And that's basically how I got the idea to start Black Gold Garlic.
So now that's a great question. Now, I don't know if people know, but so now you started a company where you do black garlic, and we'll explain what black garlic is a little bit, but so why did you start your company, or how did you start it? Give the story behind that.
It was like anything else. It's like, you know, you're a chef, you work a lot of hours, you either want to have your own restaurant or you want to come up with a food product or figure out something, because food and beverage is one of those beautiful industries where you always have a job. But I got the opportunity while I was at New Star Energy to talk to the owner, Bill Grehe, who pretty much changed my life. All I did was ask him what made him successful. He basically told me to find a product to sell back to the company you already worked for. When he was CEO at Valero Energy, he needed to find a company to do pipeline and storage for oil for Valero. He spun off New Star Energy, and that's pretty much how it all began. But while he was saying that, I was already making black garlic for about 3 years just for a wing sauce station because I wanted to make black garlic. I love garlic wings. I'm from New York originally. So he basically said, just kind of like your product there, and just walked away. So since then, I mean, I broke off 3 months later. I started manufacturing black garlic on the side, beta tested the market, and then just went full force after I figured out it could work. And hence why Black Gold is the brand label, but that's an homage to me starting because I was manufacturing at an oil company called New Star Energy.
Oh, interesting. Great tie-in. So now a lot of us out here don't know what black garlic is. I'm assuming it's not on everybody's table yet. So can you explain to the listeners what black garlic is?
Black garlic is a type of fermented garlic. It was made, goes all the way back to the time of the ancient Egyptians. It's like a staple in Korea, but in America, it's probably only found on 2% of the menus across the United States. So it's Texas sourced garlic for us. We're a farm to table project, so we only source from Texas. It transforms allicin, a chemical component in garlic, to SAC. So it goes from being a prebiotic to a probiotic in whole clove form. It's a type of Maillard reaction, so it's controlled heat and humidity. We have a provisional patent on a 25-day method as of right now. But it boosts the antioxidants by 200%, anti-inflammatories by 400%, doesn't give you garlic breath, and makes it taste sweeter.
No garlic breath. That's a huge win. Now, what's kind of the, since people can't taste it, can you describe the taste to them?
It's like pretty much spreadable garlic. It's whole clove. It's like fig, balsamic undertones. It's real umami in flavor profile. But I mean, I've seen everything from like pizza toppings to ice cream made with it. So it's a very good, versatile product. And it's also really healthy for you.
Oh yeah, we love it at home. We put in spaghetti. We even make black garlic toast with it. So we're big fans of it. So absolutely, if you've never tried it, people, I'm telling you, besides the health benefits, it's delicious. It definitely makes your mouth pop. So I want to talk a little bit about business today, because you and I share a lot of business back and forth. And one thing that you've always been, you emphasize, is selling your products through as many channels as you can. So can you give us some insight on, for other food entrepreneurs that may listen to this, you know, how would you advise them as far as the different channels, and then what channels work for you?
Well, number one is, like, you got to have multiple revenue streams to make money. So our product is sold wholesale. So we sell to companies like Fresh Point, Gourmet Foods, across the U.S. in multiple states. We have Global MGL and Cherousse LaRousse in Canada that carry our products. So that's pretty much like the big trucks that you see going down the street, and they sell to all the restaurants. And then you have retail. Those are your big box stores to mom and pop stores all across the country that we also sell to. But the internet is also a factor. So for me, it's not just selling on our internet site, but also on different platforms like eBay, Amazon, Etsy, Treatmo, Bitly, Tidbit, you know what I mean? And then also it's where you can sell your product to another company that makes another product. So we sell to like other companies like Mother Culture makes a yogurt dip with it. Deep River Specialty makes a mustard. New Jersey Barn Fire that makes a hot sauce. And also we sell our black old garlic powder to supplement companies across the U.S. and Canada. So they make pills out of it. And then, of course, my favorite thing of all is the tie-in from working with farmers is the farmers markets. So anything that's a pop-up or anything that you can sell to like that. So there should be, I believe that you got to find at least multiple revenue streams. And I always believe that there's at least five. You just got to find the five that work best for you.
Now, another thing that you and I strongly agree on is the need for a business to be sustainable. But not just from a business standpoint, from a money standpoint, but how can people bring sustainability into their products? And what do you do? Because I know you're really good at this.
Well, sustainability means a lot of things. I mean, our operations are at the local Sprout Food Hub. So we already have a culture that we've defined with different businesses that are already internal. This building, we pushed for it to be solar powered. It is now solar powered. One of the biggest trends this year is called Root to Stem. It's finding a use for your byproduct. So one of our byproducts is that we take black garlic and we make puree, and then the puree, you have shells. Dehydrate the shells, add it to sea salt, and you make a black garlic sea salt. Now you have 100% utilization of products, so you're a zero waste company. For us, whenever we do events and we do like food attached to it, we use a company called and partner with called Compost Queens. So all scraps plus the bamboo utensils and plates and napkins that we use can all go into a bucket and it can be composted. And then also we source from farmers, we have different aspects, so we have three tiers. We have some farmers we provide seed for, some that grow exclusively for us, and some that only just grow seed. So this way we have a full circle of farms that we can be a true farm-to-table product. And then on top of that, our black gold garlic powder, since we've been selling it to supplement companies across the U.S. and Canada, we decided to launch our own supplement brand called Pharma from the Farm, which is a separate company, and it just launched last week.
Well, and that's something that amazes me. So you work with local farmers. I mean, part of what you're talking about here is helping local farmers.
Well, it's the biggest thing is that you got to know where your food comes from. I mean, I'm a fine believer in sustainable and organic practices. You know what I mean? I understand the certifications and everything else that go behind it. But I mean, I look for farmers that I want to know that garlic produces allicin. So there's no reason to spray any pesticide, sustainable, organic, on that product because they're in Texas soil, no matter if it's in sandy soil, clay soil, regular soil. There is no bug or anything else that can go after it. So I look for more of permaculture. It's like people that look for alternative ways to spray no chemicals whatsoever on their product. So because it's not so much as where my garlic goes, but it's also what other crops they have growing on that property to make sure that there's no by spray that comes on the garlic itself. And I can literally say that we take tours quarterly of every farm that we sell to. We know our farmers by name, you know what I mean? It's awesome just to go out there even when it's like not prime growing season, just to hang out and see what else they do. You know, it's pretty much knowing where your food comes from. I'm a fond believer in that. I was raised in upstate New York where my grandparents, you know, they grew their own vegetables. You know, we lived on a horse ranch and we grew our own vegetables. So we knew where our product came from, you know what I mean? And I want to make sure that my company is the same way that I grew up with the principles we had. So that's why we do what we do.
But if I'm correct, you're even taking it a step further. Aren't you giving these farmers an opportunity to also have like a cash crop too?
Yeah, so we started a single clove garlic program where basically single clove garlic is not really native to the U.S. in general. But we have two seed farmers, one's Vegged Out Urban Farms, and then we have Talking Tree Farms, that we're basically coming up with a hybrid single clove that, number one, has a 7-month growing process. We've already been beta testing that you can get two crops out of Texas soil within 14 months, which is faster than any other garlic. And then on top of that, we can produce over 100 seeds per growth cycle per plant. So instead of your average of 5 to 7 bulbous, we can get over 100 bulbous per seed out of one clove.
Wow, that's amazing. I tell you, I mean, this guy is taking, you know, innovation to a new level where he's doing it down at the, you know, at the ground level, right, at the produce level. I mean, I always thought I was innovative with the ingredients and product, but this guy's, even before it gets to his bag, they are developing their own seed. That's a whole new level. It just amazes me what you got going on. So that is so cool. Now, I don't know what we can talk about, but the reason I've been waiting for this interview for weeks now is you were just had something going on this last month. Would you like to share what happened?
HEB Quest for Texas Best. We're selected. I think we're top 25 companies in Texas. They went on a search for finding products that they considered were the best. Over 700 applicants were put in. We were finalists. We did not win, but it was like cool to even be picked. But I learned a lot about the process, their culture, and I think it's an amazing company. It's amazing what they do to give back to local entrepreneurs and their food products. So I met a lot of cool new friends. I've seen a lot of cool new companies that I'll basically, a few of them I'll be working with, you know, in the near future. And it was an awesome experience.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that is a pretty big deal. You know, out of all the products in Texas, and, you know, Texas has got a good little food industry going on. You know, Austin's considered one of the big food towns in the country. So to be out of the top 25, you know, hats off to you. So now part of this podcast is to give value. And I know you've given so much value already, but here's my two standard takeaway questions. If you were to give some advice to a foodie at home or just that average home user, you know, what was some advice that you could give them around food, around your product or anything?
Connect with local farmers. I mean, one of the biggest reasons why I support farmers markets, and my company will always be in farmers markets regardless of the situation, no matter how big we get, we want to stay inclusive with local, is because you got a connection with all the local producers. And not only that, it's one of the easiest ways to go and just sample product. You can find your next new favorite what you actually don't like. You know, don't be afraid to try something at least once. You know, but it's connecting with cooking classes, you know what I mean? Getting a one-to-one relationship with a farmer. Not only just at the farmer's market, but a lot of these farmers have classes, you know what I mean? Being able to go out to the farm or going to a cheese shop demo or a brewery tasting or a winery, you know what I mean? Just finding out that your home area in a 250-mile radius could be pretty much one of those places like the south of France where you got everything, especially in Texas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So now question number two. Now speaking to, let's say, a professional, either an entrepreneur or even a new chef, somebody who's young in the industry, you know, what's some advice you could give to them?
No. I think the biggest thing is networking. You know what I mean? Networking is one of them, and staging. You know, so networking is pretty much get yourself connected with your local community, your chamber of commerce, your programs that are free or open to the public, like Breakfast and Launch or Launch SA, Live Fund, especially for here around San Antonio area, business centers, UTSA, you know, Texas AgriLife Extension, NCAT, TDA, pretty much absorb as much information as possible. So, because knowledge is power. When it comes to being a chef, it's like anything else. It's like whenever I go on vacation, at least one day out of that vacation, I always stage at a place just so I can gain more experience. And it's never a dull moment is what I can say. But you can learn every single day you wake up. You know what I mean? There's always something new. There's always something up and coming. And then there's one quote that I always pushes me and drives is like, work like somebody is working 24 hours a day to take everything away from you. Mm. So for me, I believe there's 36 hours in a day. That's the best way of putting it. So you know what? I hope somebody works harder. But we want to be number one in our CPG consumer packaged goods across the country. We're almost in year three. And I think we've got a pretty good foothold going forward to make that in my goal of 5 years.
Well, I agree. So real quick, what's your secret sauce? You got to have some kind of secret sauce that you do.
Yeah, it's called Red Bull. It's a beautiful thing, Red Bull.
So yes, any Red Bull reps out here, this is your number one fan. He is open for sponsorship.
Yes,
so
definitely.
His fridge is a little low. He's only got two cases. So, and another thing I forgot, you've had some pretty good mentors in your life.
I've had a lot of mentors, you know what I mean? My biggest one is probably like Scott Cohen, first chef. You know, he worked at the Stanhope in New York. James Beard, award-winning chef. I'd say like Eugene Seymour with Alamo Beer. Lori Krieger with Taste Elevated. The biggest thing is like, don't be afraid to reach out, introduce yourself, and make a new mentor. Mm-hmm. And then also remember, because you have mentors, remember you got to give back too and become people's mentors. You know, so always, my thing is I have open door policy. Say, when I give you my card, you have my phone number, you have my email address, text me, call me, email me. I might not be able to jump on it right that second, but I promise you by the end of the day, I follow up. The biggest thing is just stay connected and keep connecting. You know what I mean? This job is never going to end. You got one life. That's
it. Yeah, I'm glad you also said to the future chefs that, you know, this is not all about the food. That sometimes about the food business is it's a business. And so I liked how you were recommending people that it's not just about the food. It's also getting connected with the business community, getting that knowledge more than just the food. So that's great advice. So what's next for black garlic, Texas black gold garlic.
Well, farmer from the farm is the next thing. So we have a black garlic supplement. It's two ingredients. It's organic rice flour and it's black garlic powder. 60 capsules per container. And this is the best way of describing it so I can make this clear and simple. You need three supplements in your life, and the rest, if you eat a well-balanced diet, you can take care of all your ailments. So vitamin B12 comes naturally in streams and rivers, but we purify our water, so you have to take that supplement because there's no way of getting it. Vitamin D comes from the sun. Either we don't spend enough time out in it, or we spend too much time and it actually harms us. So you need to take that supplement. The last one is SAC. That only comes from black garlic. Everything else you can get from eating a well-balanced diet. So I just hope that can save everybody a lot of money, because there's no point in everything else that's on the market.
Absolutely. So now you opened this up. So how do people, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way? What's your social media handles? How can they get in touch with you or buy your product?
TexasBlackGoldGarlic.com. Our email is TexasBlackGoldGarlic@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We also got FarmerFromTheFarm.com and FarmerFromTheFarm@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Same thing.
So, yeah, if you see black garlic, you know, at the stores or at the restaurants, try it. And when you love it, hey, demand the best. It's an amazing ingredient, and it's really going to increase your palate. So, Steven, I just want to thank you for taking your time. I know you're always busy. Thanks for taking these minutes out to talk to our listeners, and we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Buzz.
And that ends another episode. Thank you for tuning in. Again, check out our Facebook, Twitter page. Leave some comments. Ask some questions of Steve. We'll make sure he gets them. But again, thank you for listening and enjoy.